This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Department of Education has announced it will forgive the debt of thousands of students at Corinthian colleges. This is the for-profit system that closed or sold its campuses after the government found evidence of predatory recruiting and falsified placement rates. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here live. Tracy, how does this forgiveness work?
This is actually part of a larger effort to streamline the process through which students from actually any school can have their federal student loans forgiven if the school closes or if there's found to be fraud on the part of the colleges. Currently, students have to apply for relief. Pauline Abernathy with the Institute for College Access and Success says in some cases that application might be a simple form. In others, it's a more involved process of proving the school broke a law and describing how the student was harmed by it. She thinks that process could be simplified.
If the government has already documented that they are the victims of fraud and are eligible for a discharge, why not just discharge the loan automatically? It creates more work for the government and for the borrower when government already knows that they are eligible for a discharge.
Abernathy says this effort's a really good start, but in the past, only a tiny fraction of people eligible for these types of programs actually enroll.
Now, forgiveness in this case is not free. How much do you think, then?
Corinthian had about 350,000 students over the last 5 years, so if all of them were approved for this program, that would add up to $3.5 billion, and that's just for Corinthian. The Department of Ed had bipartisan support for this plan, but there's also some lawmakers who are worried about making the government responsible for the wrongdoing of colleges.
All right, Tracy, thank you.